So new information has come out on the Blair Fleming situation from San Jose State. And apparently, Blair Fleming not only was putting his teammates in danger with simply being a biological male, being in locker rooms, being around other teammates in vulnerable situations, but also he was also conspiring to injure his teammates with opponents. He was sneaking out and talking to opponents before the game and making plans to injure his teammates who did nothing wrong and are in a vulnerable position to begin with, but now he's making them in even more danger by conspiring with teammates to injure them. This is completely ridiculous, and it gives you a peek into the mind of who somebody like Blair Fleming is, to want to dress up as a girl and play in women's volleyball in the first place. But also, this is an extreme nail in the coffin for the people who presided over this, specifically Jeff Konya, who is the athletic director for San Jose State and let all this happen under his watch, and they deserve to be called out, and that's what I plan to do in this video. But first, folks, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe down below and check out our other videos here at Right Side Media, and welcome to another episode of Out of Right Field with JP, where we discuss the intersectionalities between politics and sports and, you know, talk about the culture between sports and politics and how I think the culture is changing to where issues like this Blair Fleming situation hopefully won't happen ever again. But it needs to be called out in videos like this for that to happen. So with that being said, let's get into this video. So like I said, folks, if you don't remember, Blair Fleming is a biological male who decided to play volleyball for San Jose State on the women's team. And other teammates weren't very happy with this. There was actually instances of some teammates, I believe, holding out and not wanting to play. And there was actually teams that San Jose State was playing against that refused to play and had to forfeit the game and take the loss, which hurt them in the long run and conference tournaments and such. So it was a complete disaster. But, you know, like I said, if you believe that Blair Fleming was only a threat and to the teams that he was playing against, and those teams weren't happy with it, but, you know, his teammates liked him, they were cool with him, you know, they were okay with the situation, that is not true at all. Okay, Brooke Slusser, who is this volleyball player from San Jose State who is speaking out against what happened, actually filed a lawsuit against the Mountain West with 10 other players about this situation and how they let this happen. And there is a part of that lawsuit that claimed that Blair Fleming, before a game against Colorado State, actually snuck out with other players on the San Jose State team, met up with a Colorado State player, and conspired to injure Brooke Slusser during the game. Said, you know, they'll leave the net wide open, and then you can spike Brooke in the face. And, you know, because simply Brooke was speaking out against this disgusting situation that Blair Fleming was allowed to be in locker rooms and to play with biological women while he is a biological male. You know, the teammates like Brooke Slusser had every single right to be uncomfortable and to be scared, to feel like they were put in danger in that situation, and they were left out to dry. Because not only were they in situations where they were vulnerable with a biological male, but now that said biological male is conspiring to injure players like Brooke Slusser simply for having common sense and speaking up when she felt in danger. So for the crime of simply speaking out and calling something out when, you know, the people like Jeff Konya, the athletic director, wouldn't protect her, for the crime of doing just that, Blair Fleming is now conspiring with opposing teammates to get her injured. Leave the net open, you can spike her right in the face. And when this was brought up in the lawsuit against the Mountain West, they claimed that there was no sufficient evidence to, you know, prove that this happened, and, you know, nothing to see here, move on along. Well, the same law firm that was, you know, protecting the Mountain West against said lawsuit was the one that was doing the investigation. So do you think that law firm would put the Mountain West in a position to look bad if that's their client and they're trying to protect them in a lawsuit? Obviously not, okay? And now Brooke is saying that there was actually another teammate there with Blair Fleming that went and met with the Colorado State player that actually told Brooke of this. So now that's not secondhand evidence. You have someone who was there, saw it happen, and is willing to, you know, testify that she saw this happen. That's secondhand evidence, not sufficient enough. Move on along. What a complete disaster. Okay, the Mountain West is clearly covering its own tracks here and trying to protect itself because they know that they have no standing on this. They know that this is such an egregious thing that they allowed to happen that they can't allow any, you know, evidence to be brought to the light that this happened. What a complete and utter disaster, I say once again. And it is because of people like, or the conferences like the Mountain West, but also folks like Jeff Konya. And I mentioned him earlier, Jeff Konya, who is the athletic director for San Jose State. He was interviewed by Fox News on this allegation that, you know, Blair Fleming was conspiring to injure his teammates. And, you know, because they had disagreements on, you know, him being a dude playing with women. He was interviewed by Fox News, and after 5 minutes of just simply being asked rational questions, he said, "I'm done," walked out. "I can't handle the pressure. I can't handle people asking if I did something wrong or put these girls in danger when they really shouldn't have been. I'm not going to take any accountability. I'm going to walk out." What a spineless coward Jeff Konya is, because Jeff Konya, his job as the athletic director is to advocate for the athletes under his umbrella, but also to protect them. Jeff Konya is in his position that he is to protect his girls, his athletes, from situations like this, okay? But instead of protecting his athletes from Blair Fleming, he so calls himself, to come on in, put them in a dangerous situation, and then actively put them in more danger, trying to injure them, he has nothing to say for himself. He allowed that to happen under his watch because he had no spine, he had no guts to speak up and do what was right and protect his athletes from Blair Fleming. But instead, he sat back, said, "There's nothing I can do. You know, I'm going to trust that everybody's doing the right thing. I'm going to look the other way. Hope nobody says anything." And now, when this is coming to light and he's being asked about his cowardice actions, he's walking out of the interview. He can't take it. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you berate me about how little of a man I am. Well, guess what, Jeff Konya? You are not a man, because a true man in that situation would have protected vulnerable girls who had someone come in and barge into their locker rooms and barge into their situation. You know, they're playing their dream sport of volleyball in college, and all they ask for is a safe environment to where they can just simply pursue their dreams, have fun, play the sport that they love without any danger, and hopefully the administration of San Jose State and the Mountain West would protect them. But they failed to do that. And Jeff Konya failed at his job, and he failed at being a man in that situation, protecting the woman under his purview. And now he's sitting there, and he can't take the pressure. He's going to walk out of the interview, and he's going to storm out because he's a pouty little baby. He deserves to be called out. Jeff Konya deserves to be called out because not only, like I said, did he fail at his job, but he failed at being a man in that situation. He didn't have the guts to do what was right. And that is, the same could be said for the Mountain West. The same could be said for, you know, everybody involved at San Jose State that just let this happen. And now it's being brought to the light, and it deserves to be called out. I hope Mountain West gets sued into oblivion. I know there's a current lawsuit undergoing in the situation. And Mountain West deserves to be held accountable for this. But like I said, not just Mountain West, but Jeff Konya deserves to be held accountable for this. Jeff Konya should be fired, and he should be openly mocked, so that Jeff Konya's, you know, anybody else who wants to sit back and sit on their hands and let a situation like this happen, they see what happened to Jeff Konya, and they think otherwise, and they have the guts to speak up and do something. And like I said, hopefully this doesn't happen again, but it will happen again unless these people are held accountable, okay? Blair Fleming should, you know, he shouldn't have been allowed to play on the women's team in the first place. But it's the kowtowing to liberal, you know, ideologies, to the woke crowd, that Brooke Slusser, you know, she was robbed of a opportunity of a lifetime to play her dream sport and to play, you know, in college. That doesn't happen for everybody. Not everybody gets the chance to get to that position to play college volleyball. And you only get to do it once. Brooke Slusser only gets to have that opportunity once, okay? And now, until she moves on to the rest of her life, and she's going to forever look back at that time at San Jose State and how San Jose State and the Mountain West ruined her experience, ruined her opportunity to play college volleyball because they were too scared and too gutless and spineless to do anything about it when they saw wrongdoing going on. And that's just plain and simple. And I feel for Brooke Slusser, and I feel for all the other girls on San Jose State that had to deal with this nonsense because the people above them didn't have the guts to do what was right to protect them. And like I said, it deserves to be called out. It deserves to be mocked. It deserves to be openly critiqued because hopefully in the future, if there's another Blair Fleming that wants to come on over, and like I said, I think the tide is turning in this culture war, and we've seen with this new administration and President Trump, he's openly attacking this situation and other situations where, you know, men are wanting to come over and put women in danger. And hopefully it won't happen again, because with President Trump in the White House and this administration spearheading this effort, hopefully it won't happen again. And if it does, people need to be held accountable. Heads need to roll over this, because that's just simply unacceptable. And, you know, like I said, it's one thing for Blair Fleming to be a dude and be in locker rooms with girls, but now he's openly trying to hurt them and, you know, trying to put them in danger because they're calling it out. They're calling him out, saying, I don't feel safe with you around me. And then they're the bad guys. So now they deserve to be injured. Completely disgusting and shameful that this was allowed to happen, but it needs to be called out. And, you know, moving forward, if situations happen like this again, maybe Jeff Conyers in the future, other athletic directors, they have the guts to do something. If they don't, then I think they should be fired, just like Jeff Conyers should be. But thanks for watching this video, folks. Please like and subscribe down below. Check out our other videos, like I said, at Right Side Media. And also check out my X. It is in the description below. And until next time, same time, same channel. I'll see you guys then.